Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day two of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Promises with Responsibilities. David Jackman said, "We show that we really believe God's promises only when we begin to obey His commands." Our text today is Joshua 1, 3 through 5. "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you." As we study Joshua together, you will discover that this book is filled with spiritual applications to our present journey with Jesus. Max Lucado adds the following insight. The Promised Land was the third stop on the Hebrews' iconic itinerary. Their pilgrimage began in Egypt, continued through the wilderness, and concluded in Canaan. Each land represents a different condition of life. Geography is theology. In Egypt, the Hebrews were enslaved to Pharaoh. In the wilderness, they were free from Pharaoh, but still enslaved to fear. They refused to enter the Promised Land and languished in the desert. Only in Canaan did they discover victory. Jesus, the wilderness and Canaan. Slaves to Pharaoh, slaves to fear, and finally, people of the promise. Our Christian journey is similar. God sets Christians free from sin's penalty and gives us victory over sin's power. However, many people wander in the wilderness of defeat because they don't take responsibility to live in the victory that God has for them. Joshua 1, 3 through 5 outlines God's promise to the nation of Israel, but verse 3 explains that they must step foot on land in order to inherit it. Scholars have estimated the total amount of land God promised was 300,000 square miles, encompassing modern-day Israel, Jordan, and Iraq. At the height of their success during the days of David and Solomon, the Israelites controlled 30,000 square miles, only a tenth of all that God had promised them. David Jackman, in his commentary on Joshua, addresses this issue. If Joshua's forward advance was dependent on believing God's promises in detail, how is it that so much of the promise was never fulfilled? Preachers need to deal with such objections and questions, or they will certainly undermine the faith of their hearers. There seem to be two important considerations to bring out. The first is that the actualization of what is promised is dependent on the wholehearted obedience of God's people. The sadness of the book is that the conquest was far from complete, that compromise and comfort took over, and that many of the inhabitants of the land were never dislodged. The same unbelief and lack of faith that precluded their entry into the land 40 years earlier surfaced in the next generation in an unwillingness to push forward with the complete conquest after the initial gains had been secured. They were unable to enter because of unbelief. That is said of the Exodus generation. But by extension, exactly the same weakness was revealed in their descendants. When Israel stepped out in faith, they experienced the victory God had promised. When they compromised and settled for less, they missed God's best. God specifically told Israel that the journey to occupy the Promised Land would be a difficult process. In Exodus 23:29-30, God said, "I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild beast multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased and possessed the land." Since it would be an ongoing process, they would have to trust God every step of the way. They would need His power and wisdom for their daily victories so that they could ultimately possess all God had promised them. Our Christian life is synonymous with Israel's journey. God has promised us victory. He has provided His Word and the Holy Spirit to guide us to spiritual success. However, we must trust Him fully and serve Him faithfully to experience all that He has promised. God forbid that we live with only a tenth of the victory of all that He has waiting for us. Some questions to consider. Read the last part of Joshua 1:5 carefully. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. What does it mean for you to take God's promises for your life seriously? Why do you think the Israelites struggled for generations to believe God's promise to them that He would give them the land of Canaan? What is your response to David Jackman's quote that begins today's devotions? We show that we really believe God's promises only when we begin to obey His commandments. Pray with me. Lord, as we seek You, I pray that You would show us how to ask and seek the fullness of what You have for us. I pray for all of the victories that You want for us to be made manifest in our lives. Give us the strength. Show us how to follow You with faith. We love You. In Your name we pray. Amen.